how do you stay accountable to make sure that you actually do the plan that you've set up for yourself?
Well, in terms of, we talked about being time bound, and we talked about, okay, I've set my targets and I've written down my actions. But what you need to do is always keep it top of mind, right? And you mentioned some of those things already in terms of, I got the picture, if I want that Lamborghini, I got pictures of the Lamborghini. I know I've got my action plan in place, and that allows me to make sure to try and stick as close to my action plan as I can. So the idea then is that if we're able to write this stuff down, talk about it, and if we're time bound and set it up so that it's over the course of a year, perhaps, or whatever the time frame that's appropriate for what it is.
Right.
It could be only 6 months into next year that you want to do something. So make sure that you understand what your timelines are and set an appropriate time to review. And so we talked, I think, earlier on, the idea of, when you and I were talking the other day, the idea of being able to provide a timely review for something.
Exactly.
And so sometimes that timely review is, it could be on a weekly basis. It could be on a monthly basis. It could also be, maybe it's only after 6 months that we do it. So you're only going to do it, review it twice in the year. So, but it's setting that time for review. And it, again, it goes back to that whole idea. You know, we talked about reflection of 2010. And in theory, at the end of 2011, you'll probably do some reflection too.
That's right.
But you also need to do that reflection on the activities that you're doing, or the goals that you set, the resolutions, the action plans that you set, in whatever makes sense in a time-bound manner. I know for my business, I do it probably on a monthly basis, a bit more serious one on a quarterly basis, and you probably do something similar with yours. On my financial side, working with you, I review it weekly, but I really don't, we don't look at talking together for about 6 months, right?
That's right.
So it just depends on what makes sense for you. But by creating that review time period and setting some time to do that, and that, and I'm as guilty as the next person, being able to set that time aside to actually sit down and think about, okay, what's going on? Where am I at? Am I still on target? Because in our busy lives, it's very easy to get ourselves burdened down right into the doing, as we talked about earlier, is that if I keep on doing something, I'll get, I'll have something and I'll be something. Verse that around and say, who do I want to be? And what do I have to do to get that?
And what you hit on there is an important thing. And for me, I know human nature wise, I have a short attention span. You know, I love life. I love doing things. I love building. I love, you know, whatever it is, creating things and having a fun in life. But, you know, when you look at attention spans, having those reviews preset and, you know, have some way of being able to look at it and say, I don't have to just remember to do this. Again, if we're looking at financial commitments, you have to have a specific time that you're going to review that. If you're looking at any of these goals, how often should a person at least be, you know, writing in their calendar to check up on these things? Does it depend on the goal?
I think it would depend on the goal, but let's say you had a variety of types of resolutions. One, some might need a weekly review. Some might need the monthly or every quarter review.
Right.
But one of the most effective tools that some people have found to be is being able to set up that review time period. So maybe it's a Monday morning, maybe it's a Friday afternoon, but you might only be reviewing one element of your resolution, as opposed to maybe at the quarter, maybe you've got five resolutions now to review, because that's when you said was the appropriate time to conduct your review. I know when I worked in government and had a number of people reporting to me, and we would take a look at the budget and the budgetary numbers, and we would do that probably 2 weeks before the end of the month, because the end of the month was when we had to sort of reconcile ourselves to make sure we're doing good. So you got to set whatever seems to be appropriate, but we are creatures of habit.
That we are.
And we like, if you set the routine in place, then you have the routine. I think that's what really helps people, is if they come up with some sort of routine to be able to do their review.
That's actually a very interesting topic, and I have a few ideas I want to share on that in a few minutes. But before we get to that, when we talk about these reviews, who should do the review? And when I say that, I have a very specific thought in mind, is often we are, you know, dishonest with ourselves. You know, if we look at how did we do? Oh, we did pretty good. But if we actually don't have an objective view of that, you know, specifically if it's, you know, exercise routines, did we cheat? Did we not cheat? If we're talking to ourselves or even sometimes our spouse, we can cheat on those things. So is it important to have someone outside of yourself that you're accountable to that, even in just on a personal life situation?
I think it helps. Mm-hmm. Not everybody has that ability to have somebody that they would trust enough mm-hmm. to be able to do that. But I think having that outside party mm-hmm. and, you know, very often when I've done workshops with groups and we'll finish off and say, okay, so you've learned a lot of stuff today. What are you taking away mm-hmm. and what actions are you going to put in place? Mm-hmm. And they write up their actions and then we set them up. Okay, find a partner. Mm-hmm. And they are your accountability partner. Share with them what your actions are mm-hmm. and set up how you're going to check in with each other.
Right.